I wonder if you, as you look back on your life, feel as I do. I always thought I was doing the right things when I did them. But looking back, so many of them seem wrong. A lot of my choices and decisions were clearly wrong, and the consequences of some are still hurting me or my family. I see a lot of heartaching examples when I think about my life as a parent. So many that I've apologized to some of my kids after they were grown. Especially to my eldest son. I spent far too much time at work when he was a teenager and far too little time with him. One evening, he and I were talking about parenting, and I told him again that I thought I'd failed him back then. He said, "Dad, I don't think you were a bad father. You don't have to feel guilty about any of that. You gave me lots of wonderful things." His kindness and concern for my feelings were beautiful and heartwarming. He's a wonderful, loving son. But I couldn't let him think I was carrying a lot of guilt about those things I'd neglected so many years ago. I'm a Christian now, and praise the Lord, guilt isn't something I have to bear anymore. Jesus himself carried my guilt to the cross. All of it. Past, present, and future. It's one of the great blessings of the Christian life. "Oh, I don't feel guilt," I said. "It's not guilt." "Well, you sound like you feel guilt," he said gently. "If you're not feeling guilty, why do you keep talking about your failures?" It was a good question, and one I needed to answer for myself, because I really didn't feel the guilt, though I still regretted my failures. Hal, why do I still think about my past failures and sins even though I don't carry the guilt anymore? I asked my Christian friend. I apologized again to my son for neglecting him as a teenager. I still want to talk about it. Hal thought about it quite a while, like I'd given him a question he hadn't considered before. I quickly found that wasn't true. "We often confuse guilt and regret," he said. "They're really not the same. One is bad for us Christians. The other is actually a blessing." "Wow," I said, "how can either one be good? I don't enjoy regretting my failings, and I certainly don't like guilt." "Guilt is the bad one," he said. "Everybody knows that, I guess. It can depress us, weigh us down, eat us away. Because guilt demands punishment. For someone with a conscience, the worst guilt is when he doesn't get caught. We all know a guilty person has to pay the price, and until we've paid it, we carry the guilt. Regret is different. We can regret something we're not guilty of at all, or for which we've paid the price and thereby eliminated our guilt. But regret is good. It causes us to tie our mistakes to their consequences, to avoid those in the future, to want to help others avoid them. Regret without guilt is the way the Lord makes good out of our failings, matures us as His children, and touches others with His word. I could see that, but I had questions. But what should a Christian do with these feelings? What does the Lord want us to feel? Does the Bible say anything about this? "Oh, yes," he said. "Not so much in the words we've been using. But think about this. What's the antidote for guilt?" "Prayer?" I asked. "Well, prayer is certainly helpful, but I mean in the society at large," Hal said. "What do we do with guilty people?" "Punish them," I said. "That's it. Punishment is the natural antidote for guilt. When a felon has served his time, we say he's paid his debt. But the Lord has given us a much better option." "Forgiveness," I said, as I saw his point. "Right," he beamed. "Forgiveness is God's antidote for guilt. And short of real punishment, it's the only one." Maybe I wasn't getting it. I said, "Don't psychotherapists help people deal with guilt all the time? They can't forgive, can they?" No, they can't. Which is why their clients don't get rid of guilt. They try to convince people they're not really guilty. It's somebody else's fault. Usually a parent. Or a bunch of unlucky circumstances. Of course it doesn't work because it's a lie. People actually are guilty. And we know it. We do fail to keep commitments, wrong others, harbor shameful thoughts and desires, live in selfishness, refuse to forgive others what we'd expect to be forgiven ourselves, and on and on. Anyone who denies this is either deluded or a liar. The only real way to get rid of guilt is to confess to the Lord and accept His forgiveness. The only way to get clean is to come clean. Then we can confidently accept God's promise in 1 John 1:9 to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Holy Father, I'm so thankful that Jesus took my punishment, that He paid my debt once and for all, so You can forgive me and take away my guilt. Forgive me for not confessing my most embarrassing sins to You, the ones I'm most ashamed of. I want to confess them now. Cleanse me now, Father. I want to be clean and stay clean, to be the man You want me to be. Thank You for my regrets. Help me to use them to grow in Christ Jesus, to avoid future failures, to know how to help others. Keep my insight strong so I can always distinguish guilt from regret and be joyful even when I review my past. In Jesus' name, Amen.